A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. So we read from the book of Proverbs. During previous broadcasts, we have considered that the greatest name that anyone can have is that of Christian. To be a Christian and know your sins are forgiven, to know that you have the authority of the Bible, God's holy book, to call yourself a Christian, one who is a disciple, a follower of the Lord Jesus, one who by his very nature is Christ-like. But we want to look at an additional name in today's broadcast. The Scripture gives us many names, some which are more descriptions than actual names, but they identify and they describe what the true Christian, the real Christian, the genuine Christian is. You know, many people impersonate Christians. Many people pawn themselves off as Christians, but they have never had that new birth experience, and therefore they do not have the authority of the Bible to say, yes, I am a Christian. Now I belong to Jesus. Many people think because of the fact they were born in America, they're Christians. Perish the thought. Many people consider the fact that they go to church, that they are religious, that makes them a Christian. Hardly so. One of the other names that I think will make this a little clearer is the name children, or children of God, or sons of God. For example, we read from John chapter 1, as many as received him, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, to them gave he the authority, the power to become the sons of God, even to as many as believe on his name. You see, there's no mention there of joining the church. There's no mention of getting religion. There's no mention there of doing the best you can, the golden rule. What it says is those who receive him, those who personally by faith appropriate the Lord Jesus, even to as many as believe on his name, they're called his sons. Paul, in writing to the Galatians, says, for ye are all the children of God. And a lot of people stop right there. They put the period right there and they say, oh yeah, there it is. Everybody's a child of God. No, we must read the rest of Paul's statement. And he said, ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. He was talking to Christians as he wrote to the Galatians. And he said, all of you Christians, ye are the children of God by virtue of the fact you have placed your faith in Christ Jesus. When he wrote to the Romans, in the 8th chapter we read, the Spirit himself bears witness with us, our spirit, that we are the children of God, and the children and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. So, friend of mine listening to this broadcast today, either you're a Christian, that is, a child of God, or you're not. There is no in-between ground. There's no neutral ground. In fact, we read from the book of John in the 3rd chapter, and verse 18, these words, and I would like for you to listen very carefully. Verse 18 of John 3, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why are people condemned? Because they're murderers and thieves and drunkards? No, listen. He that believeth on him is not condemned. That is his only way to heaven. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And from the 36th verse, same chapter, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. In verse 18, he is condemned for unbelief. He is condemned for refusing Jesus Christ. He is already condemned. He is already judged. And the wrath of God already abides upon him. Friend of mine, I want to ask you today, do you know what it means to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know what it means to trust the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you understand when the Scripture says, as many as receive him, he's talking about you and the Lord Jesus. Salvation is a personal thing. It's not getting religion. It's not joining anything. It's coming as a sinner to the Lord Jesus and receiving him by faith. And friend of mine, he'll make you his child. And he'll give you the authority to go out in his name and say, yes, now I'm a Christian. Will you trust him, receive him, believe upon him, and he'll give you his gift of eternal life. Amen. Amen.